Hi, this is a dictation for patient Nathaniel Sasser, NathanielSasser, date of service 11/30/2022, date of birth is 12/21/92, date of accident is 6/7/2022. The patient returns for a follow-up visit today. He reports that he is undergoing a IME exam next Friday. The patient is restarting his physical therapy, and he's also going to see an orthopedic surgeon. He has seen a neurologist, but no medication will provide. He's also seeing a primary care physician. His orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Gilliard, who suggested surgery to his left shoulder, but he never did it. The patient has been looking for pain medication more than anything else, especially the opiates. Its pain level is 2-9, focusing on neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back with a radiating pain to the left buttock. He also independently has pain in the left knee, especially in the stump area where there is a fibula fracture that has not healed, and the left hip area also. Pains are relieved 60% pains are relieved with the help of all the treatment that patient has been provided since his accident on 6/7/2022. Noteworthy, patient has had accident in 2020 with his motorbike when he was involved in a hit-and-run accident leading to amputation of his left leg. Many of the symptoms are continuing and exaggerated due to this current accident. In the ADLs, patient's most affected is sleep, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Walking ability and work is 9. Rest of the ADLs are not affected. Mood is around 6. He denies any depression but suffers from anxiety. In the system review, patient report that he's suffering from headaches, which are 2 or 3 per week, and they are for 9 to 10 hours. And he used to have migraine headaches prior to this accident also, associated with nausea and vomiting, and they are still continuing. Never saw any neuropsych, but he is in a neurologist. There is some difficulty sleeping, anxiety, nightmares, chronic fatigue, weakness, tension, fatigue, and occasional loss of balance due to the left leg malfunction sometime from the processes. However, he do not have the symptoms of TBI, including dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, ear ringing, confusion, disorientation, or seizures, lack of focus, lack of concentration. In the pain and numbness, patient continues to complain of pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, mainly associated with stiffness of the neck and lower back. And also he has a mild pain in the right hip and right knee. Right knee, incidentally, has a non-healing fibula fracture, and there is a difficulty walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or toe swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. And respiratory, there is no asthma, breathing, chest pain, cough, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, we report that there are no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Percocets. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication usage. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 154/114, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is from previous visit, which is dictated on 11/22/2022, dictation number 1204-014. Please use the general review and musculoskeleton exam. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care. The patient has been advised in detail about the narcotic policy of the federal and the state government. His medications are being reduced to 7.5 milligram 325 every 12 hours, especially for neck and the lower back only. Regarding his issues at the left knee and the shoulders are all past issues that we cannot address them, and his pain medication will be reduced to 5 on the next visit and then removed, and we put on Tylenol-Codeine, which is country medicine, along with the marijuana that he will be certified and he can use that. CBD oil has been also been advised along with Biofreeze from the therapist. We are all providing him topical pain relief like Lidocaine gel, Voltaren gel, Lidocaine patches. So Percocet 7.5, 325 every 12 hour, PRN 15 days, 30 tablets were written. He has been supplied with opiates since June 7th, 2022, nonstop. And I think a time has come to bring down the opiates so that he can be pain. He has been advised to consider having a lumbar epidural steroid injection, sacroiliac joint injection on the left side, and cervical MRI is being ordered to identify the issue at the cervical level from this particular accident. We have an old MRI. We can compare with that and identify the new trauma. The patient was upset after receiving lesser of a dose of Percocet 7.5. According to him, 7.5 will not help. But we have informed him about the federal and state policies, and his pain medication need to be removed from opiates to a non-opiate treatment. Thank you. He'll be seen in 15 days' time.